Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm particularly enjoying how much trouble Becky is causing in the office at Radio 1 today. You're in one of those moods, are you?
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
No, I'm not causing any trouble.
A little bit.
No, I'm not causing any trouble.
Maybe
I'm just annoyed.
Why are you annoyed, please?
Because people take my papers, not my papers, the office papers, which happen to sit by my desk.
So the Daily Star, for instance, the Mirror.
Etc.
The Sun.
And they take them and they go for long periods of time
in the
loo. Toilet.
Yeah, because some people like to relax, you know, they like to have a look through the paper and, you know, make a bit of a meal of it.
Yeah. And then what happens is after 20 minutes, half an hour, P.S., who goes for that long and you should be working, they come back and dump the paper on my desk as if to go, I've had my poo, I'm back now, here you go. And I don't want that.
Right, we as boys, Chris is here, hi.
Hi.
And the one that doesn't speak. And me, to a certain extent, think maybe you're slightly overreacting.
No, I don't want to know. It's like someone, can you imagine, if I came up to you at work and went, hi, can I borrow this? I'm just going to the loo. And then came back and went, I've done it now. It was really good. I was there half an hour. You'd be like, that's the equivalent.
Okay.
I don't need to know. And it's, I don't want it back.
So you don't want to know how good it was and you don't want the item that was taken to be put back on your desk.
No, because it's like a big... I've done it.
So what did you just do? You left a big notice in the office there.
So basically, someone had taken the paper and I wrote, if you've taken this to go to the loo, please recycle it. I don't want it back. Mm. And...
Okay, good. Well, at least you got that out there now. That's all fine. Are you all right today?
I'm fine. I just think people who work in offices, boys make such a point about going to the loo during office time.
Okay.
And girls don't do it, and I don't want to know.
I don't do that.
You don't, and the one that doesn't speak doesn't. Chris doesn't.
Right.
But
he's been known to. He's taken a travel scrabble in before.
As long as it's not returned back to me, as long as it's not mine, it's fine. He can do what he wants, but don't dump it on my desk.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Maybe you've missed out on download tickets. Maybe you're thinking, it's a bit last minute, but I'd like to go. If you know your rock music, then be listening because I've got some download tickets. One of my mates is going this weekend and he's camping, luxury style. By that I mean he's got a double airbed. So, and he's got one of those pumps that plug in as well, so you don't have to go... Pretty good,
no,
eh?
the pumps, when you do your airbed, it's always a bit embarrassing when you're camping if you haven't got the electric pump.
Yeah, he's got the electric.
You've got one of these ones that makes this awful noise, like... People walk past your tent wondering what on earth you're up to.
Here's the thing as well, right? So my mate is sharing with another bloke, and the other bloke is refusing to share the double airbed.
There's not enough room for two people on a double airbed.
Really?
Not unless they're really, really skinny.
I'd have a problem with sleeping with other men on airbeds. Do you know what I mean? What is that? It's like nothing's going to happen.
But you end up,
you're both straight, it's fine.
Yeah, but you roll into the middle, so you end up on top of each other.
Well, I'm thinking he's just like, well, you know, he's probably going to be having like a jumper and jacket on. Like, boys are like that, aren't they? It's like, well, I'm not sharing with you, mate. I like rock music.
Podcast.
I'd really like to know what actual Beyonce fans think of that, because I love Beyonce. She's made some amazing tracks, but I don't get that at all.
You love that Run Rule the World one, though.
Oh, God, no, I didn't like that either. And I'm worried that...
Which ones do you like?
I like loads of them.
Do you like Crazy in Love?
Obviously, everyone likes Crazy in Love. I even liked Baby Boy, that one.
Yep.
I like that whole album. Baby Boy with Shauna Paul.
Right.
I like loads of Beyonce stuff, but seriously, what's that? I don't know. Maybe I'll get used to it, I don't know. But I would really like to know what people think, and actual, real, true Beyonce fans think as well, because, I don't know, I just can't hear any... I wouldn't be able to sing that to you ever again. That's what I'm saying.
Good.
And that's what...
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts.
You see, Beth in Glasgow, I'm with you. I don't get Beyonce's new stuff, and this is coming from someone who forked out £150 just for a day ticket for Tea in the Park, as I knew she was playing. Okay. Some people saying it was beautiful as well, so thank you. Okay, in the next half hour, you will hear Britain's newest real-life superhero taking to the streets of Great Britain. It's basically my mate Chris dressed as a Mexican. Everything will become clear.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
So, as you've been hearing this week, Chris has decided he wants to be a real-life superhero and keep our streets safe from danger. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the idea.
Now, yesterday, we came up with loads of ideas, well, you did, for his name when he wasn't here. We thought that was best, didn't we?
Mm.
So, we've decided, out of all your suggestions on Facebook, on Twitter, and on the text, a name for Chris's real-life superhero. And that name is... The Sexy Mexican. Or Sex-Mex, for short. Or the Sexican.
The Sexican.
What are your thoughts on the name that we chose?
Don't really understand it, but I think it's good to have a gimmick.
Yeah, and the gimmick will obviously be the outfit.
Exactly.
Now, if you look on my Facebook page, if you search Scott Mills, there's loads of Scott Millses, just choose the one with my big moon face on, and that's me. Search Scott Mills on Facebook, and you will see a picture of Chris in his outfit, which is basically just a dodgy moustache and a sombrero, and that's it, and just what he's wearing today. What went wrong there, please?
I went to the fancy dress shop to get an outfit and then realised the cape is just too expensive, frankly.
How much?
It's like 20 quid. I'm not spending 20 quid on a cape.
Right, here's the thing. Are you doing this seriously or not? Because if you're not, then let's just finish this now.
Why don't you get your mate who does the shirts to make you a cape up?
I've looked into that already.
Oh, is he offering a nicer price?
Well, he says he can print on anything. So I just need the right material, really, for the cape.
And you actually have looked into that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Good.
Let's get it done.
So if you look at the picture, you'll see the sombrero, you'll see the moustache, just a kind of jean and jumper combo, and some maracas, I notice.
Now, I think the money that you were going to spend on the cape, you switched and put on the maracas.
I saw the maracas and I thought that I would rather have them than the cape, if I'm honest. Yes, they were expensive as well.
How much are maracas these days?
I was going to ask you exactly the same thing.
They were a tenner for maracas.
£10?
Yeah, for maracas.
You can get them for £2 off Spain.
Yeah, I think I went to the wrong shop today.
Hmm. Cheaper for you to have flown to Spain, picked them up and come back.
If you went midweek.
Yeah, at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I think it's quite a good outfit, though, generally. Do you not think?
It looks Mexican, which is the look that you're going for. Less superhero.
I can wipe my pants over the top.
Oh, no.
There was a lot of requests for that on the Facebook. You can see there's loads of people saying, disappointed you didn't wear your pants over your jeans.
Well, that can be done. If it needs to be more superhero, that can be done.
What ones are you wearing today? Oh, hang on. You stayed at my house last night. Are you wearing the same ones as you wore yesterday?
Oh, I don't know whether to be honest here.
Go.
Oh. Well...
Did you turn them inside out and make them do another day?
No, just they're going to have to just last a second day.
Okay, good. So maybe
didn't
not
even turn them inside out. Ugh.
Maybe don't do that today, but we'll arrange another picture when Chris has actually got clean clothes on.
Right.
So you've been out on the streets today being a superhero, a real-life superhero.
I have been, yes. Well, I've been doing my best.
Shall we hear how you did?
Yeah, go for it.
So here he is, keeping the streets of Pinner safe. And also Watford, Hemel Hempstead, Amersham, St Albans?
Yeah, I can do that.
Safe. It's Britain's newest real-life superhero, and probably the best. The Sexy Mexican.
Do you guys need any help crossing the road, or are you you're right?
It's actually easy, though.
We'll just make sure you get across safely. It's all fine. I'm the Sexy Mexican. I'm here to help.
Go on, then. You can help me cross the road safely.
Here we go.
Very exciting.
Ariba.
Huh?
Ariba. Here we go. Right. Oh, God, no, don't go now. Oh, jeez.
Oh, right, brilliant. Nearly got run over.
I nearly killed her.
Becky, you were with the Sexy Mexican doing this, weren't you?
Yeah, a distance away.
Right.
I wasn't prepared to get too close.
How do you find it?
My favourite thing about it was, this is actual traffic lights with an actual green man, so there was absolutely no need for him whatsoever.
There's this thing now where you can press the button and it says wait on it and then people can cross. And
this is the stupid thing. I was pressing the button for them.
Oh, right. That's good of you. pardon me for being maybe a little bit rude, but I don't think you're thinking about the like the film franchise here.
Right.
Hear me out. Okay, Spider-Man, Superman, Batman, the X-Men, Iron Man. You're not going to go and see a film of Spider-Man just helping people across the road when they could actually get across it already.
Sexy Mexican here to help. Yes. You want to cross?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bye, honey.
Come along. Oh, yeah, just, yeah, let's go. I am the sexy Mexican, and I'm here to serve.
Oh, I'm going to get lunch.
Oh, you're getting lunch?
Yeah.
Just be very careful of the low trees.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
All right, well.
And stay safe.
Thanks, I will.
Sexy Mexican.
Low trees?
I saw this sign, and it just said, caution, low trees.
Low trees. Look out for the low trees.
Great.
I think the low trees sign was actually meant for lorries because it was about three times the height of me and I'm 5'8", so it was quite high, but I don't think any pedestrians were going to be caught out by a branch.
So more for the vehicles, the high vehicles, I would say, than the pedestrians.
Yeah. I wasn't going to stop him. I was just stood there going, oh, yeah.
Yeah, just keep shouting low trees and shaking your maracas.
People are looking up going, hey, oh, up there.
Low trees. Look out for the low trees.
Every little helps, you know.
This isn't crime fighting.
But there wasn't a lot of crime and stuff like that really going on.
So the next thing you did as a superhero, real life superhero, is just chat up some girls, from what I understand.
Well, yeah, and just make sure that they were safe. And
girls, are you okay? I'm sexy Mexican. I'm the latest superhero. I'm a real life superhero.
No, you're not.
I am.
No,
I am.
Okay.
Have you nicked this?
No.
What did they say?
I think they thought that I'd nick the maracas or something, or nick the outfit.
They cost you £10.
Exactly.
Are you planning on crossing any road soon, or?
Oh, we're going to walk straight down.
I'll make sure you get there safely.
Thank you.
Hang on, I'll come with. I'm going to make sure they get there safely. Is that all right? Come on then.
There's some great comments coming in on the Facebook already. If you want to add to those, then search Scott Mills and look at Chris as the sexy Mexican, real-life superhero.
A lot of people offering to be your sidekick.
Oh, wicked.
Matt says, if the sex mex needs a sidekick, I'm here for you. I think you need a donkey.
Why a donkey?
Has What's Chris been arrested yet? Oh, some of these I'm going to have to delete.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you moderator?
Yes.
Are they rude?
I think we might need to get Lawrence to read some of the comments out.
Oh, really?
Sophie says, OMG, this is the Mexican that was following me at lunch. That can't be a coincidence, because how many Mexicans would there be?
Were you just following girls?
I was protecting them.
London's a dangerous place.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm here.
See.
Do you not feel safer?
No, I feel more attention. I know, exactly.
Right, so then they just think you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
Because if anyone can protect them, the sexy Mexi can.
Ah, yes, good.
Do we edit in the laughs later, or do you want me to put some in for the podcast?
Just put a laugh on that on the podcast,
okay.
Yeah.
I feel that could be my slogan.
You want to go in here?
Yeah, can you buy me a magazine?
No, I'm not buying you stuff. Right.
Are they asking you to buy stuff?
What's going to happen to them in the newsagent?
I just stood guard outside.
Oh, brilliant.
Shaking my maracas.
If you are a film producer, maybe you're listening in Hollywood because you can listen to Radio 1 on Sirius in America. Maybe working for Fox, Universal, Warner Brothers, DreamWorks, Paramount, any of those. If you are feeling that there is a big kind of superhero franchise looming in front of your very own eyes, then do get in touch with us. If, you know, you like the idea of Sex Mex 1, Sex Mex 2, Back in the Habit.
Back in the habit.
Back in the sombrero. then do get in touch.
That's a great idea. You think that we could seriously get a film out of this?
Yeah. Amazing. I really do.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Claire's been on the text saying, what is a California king bed? Well, actually, it's like your average king bed, but longer and not as wide. Actual fact.
I thought they'd have needed them wider. No? Well, I don't know. You know what we always say? You're in America, you're either fat or thin. There's no in-between.
That is true.
I'd be a fat American, so I'd want a big bed.
Oh, my God. I would be one of those people that has to be winched out of their rooms.
Oh, I found the remote control. It is in the third fold down.
Yeah, that would be me. They would make a whole programme about me on More 4.
It's my thigh folds rather than my stomach.
I'd have to be, literally, they'd have to, like, demolish the house and get me out.
I sometimes dream of being a fat American.
And now it's time for Dear Scott.
That was a bit personal, wasn't it? All our inner thoughts came out on
that. I know. It's true, though. You're either fat or thin. There's
no
in
between. We don't have food issues, I promise.
Dear Scott, where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out all the stuff that you have been saying to us on email this week. If you want to get in touch, then just email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and the PR Pharrell will do her business. Her thing.
She did them in the loo 1 week, but we tried not to encourage it.
Hi.
Hi.
Just to say, gay sounds exactly like Becky from Scott's show, John Knotts.
Oh, is this gay off of Gay and Alan on Britain's Got Talent? Well, let's see, shall we?
It was great, and thank you for all those people who voted to put us in the top three.
Oh, it does a little bit.
Yeah.
Does it?
Dead ringer.
Say that.
No. It was great, and what she said, it was great, and thanks to all the people who voted to put us in the top three.
It was great, and thank you for all those people who voted to put us in the top three.
Let's try another one.
Well, it was amazing, because I think no one knew what we were going to be like until we went on.
Well, it was amazing, because I don't think anyone knew what we were going to be like until we went on.
Are you gay? Off of Gay and Alan?
No, I don't think so.
We don't sound
the same, do we?
You do.
A little bit,
I can understand some people, I know, but that one I can't hear.
I think so. Next.
Hi, Scott. I'm getting married in September and having an evening reception when we return from Mauritius. Mm. And finding it really difficult to get some kind of artist to sing for us in the evening. You see, Kylie, George Michael, Billy Ocean, Ellie Goulding have yet to reply to my emails and Twitter messages. Could you help us, please? Thought it worth an ask. Love you, Claire from Derby, XXX.
I get so many emails from people going, hi, you know, some of Take That. Could they play my wedding in August? I can't make that happen. Can we just rewind on that shortlist again?
Kylie, George Michael, Billy Ocean, Ellie Goulding.
Right, so
that's quite an eclectic mix.
It is. Billy Ocean. Out of my dreams. Hi, kids.
He's
is this
a legend.
The first dance song? Is that driving off?
It's a little bit perv, isn't it? This is a song from the 1800s called Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car by Billy Ocean. Did you say he was a legend?
He's an absolute legend. It's Billy Ocean.
Right.
What a geezer. You're
24.
Yeah, but look at the songs he's done.
Do you use this when you're using the game as one of your chat-up lines?
What? Do you like Billy Ocean?
No, get out of my dreams, get into my car.
Do you share my love of Billy Ocean?
That might work on Margaret from The Apprentice, though.
Touch my bumper.
This is brilliant. Is there loads of innuendo in it?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
I just want to hear him try and woo me again.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Close your eyes. Did the Hoff rip this off?
Yeah.
I think he might have done.
He's done a bad cover version with the wrong lyrics.
What's in the backseat?
Oh, that's a bit difficult. He's only got a 3-door and I've got to climb in.
Why is Billy Ocean a legend in your eyes, please?
I just think his song's everything. He's great.
Haven't you got a photo with him?
Yeah, this is it. It's one of the proudest things I own, my photo with Billy Ocean.
It was your Twitter pic for a while.
Of course it was.
How did that come about? How did you meet him?
It was just I did a little bit of an internship at another radio station and met him through that. I made him tea with honey.
I was going to say, was this not like when you were at Mr. Motivator and you emailed him and got him to meet you at the Apple shop?
No, it wasn't. No.
You've got this thing about meeting, like, older celebrities.
No, that was to get a signed photo for me.
Yeah.
And he actually did email, whatever it is, mrmotivator@hotmail.com, and
oh,
he agreed
brilliant.
To...
not this again.
...meet him in the Apple store, and I've got now, in my spare loo, a picture of Mr. Motivator saying, to Scott, keep on moving.
In your spare loo? What's that?
In the a spare loo that I've got. Well, not spare. Well,
why is it spare loo? What, you don't? If you don't need it, turn it into something else.
I don't. Spare's not the right word. Like,
no, it's
yeah,
not.
It's not the right
it's
word.
Right
but
word.
I can't think. I'm trying
downstairs loo or upstairs loo?
Upstairs. You don't say spare though, do you?
No.
That's weird.
You have like ensuite upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs. It's in there anyway. Anyway, I'd quite like one of Billy Ocean for the spare loo.
Shall I email him?
Yes, please.
What, does it have billy.ocean at Hotmail or something?
Yeah, probably. I imagine Billy Ocean is one of the few still on Hotmail.
Yeah, he's old school like that.
Next.
Dear Scott, I was recently watching some of the more annoying members of Twitter have an argument over their favourite celebrities, and they were trying to get their favourites trending. It got me to thinking, Lady Gaga has her monsters, and Justin Bieber has his Beliebers. Did I spell that right? Oh, I suppose I don't really care. Anyway, it got me to thinking, what are we as devoted Scott Mills fans to call ourselves? Milsters? Meliebers? Little Orange Ones? Please advise. Love you, Susan.
I don't think there's enough of them to actually constitute a name.
I'm just still looking at all the, like, 14-year-olds who are obsessed with Billy Ocean.
Wow.
I'm 18, he's a legend.
He
as
is.
Are Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins.
Pascal.
That's from Bryony, revising in Yorkshire.
Pascal, 14, from Bedfordshire. I love Billy Ocean. Chris is right, he is a ledge. Wow.
Back to your fans, though.
Yeah.
What about Scott Drops?
That's the sort of thing you'd find in his spare loo.
That sounds... I don't know, we're gonna need to work on that, I don't know.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Loads of people commenting on what my fans should be called. Gaga's got her monsters. There's the Beliebers. What are mine called? I quite like Millipedes.
That's a good one.
That is good.
Rory's been on Facebook and says Scott Dogs.
No, I don't like
I think that's like
that.
Hot Dogs.
Oh,
I've only
right,
just
yeah,
worked
yeah.
that one out. I thought it was rude at first. The Millions.
Yeah, that's all right. Millipedes are still my favourite.
Millteasers.
I'm a millipede.
Millteasers. That's from Lauren on Facebook.
Cheers. Yeah, any ideas? Because I've never really thought about it before.
Podcast.
Right, let's try and get someone to download this weekend. Rock. I am so rock. Phone lines are closed. Can I just ask, how have the callers been selected, please?
They've been selected according to the BBC guidelines on competition, Scott.
Well, that's just fantastic. Thanks, Becky. Now we're going to give away a pair of tickets to download, and the winner will get to watch the Pretty Reckless and the Plain White Tees performing acoustically for Hugh Stevens.
Double rock to that.
I know. Double lock for rock. For Hugh Stevens' show on Sunday. And they will get to take part in Radio 1's guitar lesson with Frank Turner, who's performing at the festival.
Double
this,
rock.
This is a good prize if you like your rock.
It's double rock like double thumbs. I'm just trying to... double rock works, doesn't it?
Yeah. You and I are both so rock, we would know that. Hi, Amelia.
Hello.
You right?
I'm scared.
So am I. So would I. So would I be if I was going to download. Not as scared as Hugh Stevens. You're going to have to look after him, potentially.
Totally fine.
OK. Who do you want to see?
Everyone. Linkin Park. I'm really excited about.
Who would you bring with you?
My boyfriend, Nick, probably. Or my best friend, John.
Oh, no. Difficult decision. Now, what's going to happen, Amelia, is we're going to hear from Radio 1's Rock Nan. Now, she might be a nan. She's actually 102 years old, but she loves rock and metal. And she... it's so broad, her range. She likes classic bands, she likes the most recent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to sing you the guitar riff or tune of a track by an artist or band who've performed at or are going to be performing at this year's download.
Okay.
You need to tell me the name of the band and the track she's singing, cool?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, this is Radio 1's Rock Nan and I've got something to sing you. If you can tell me what the song is called and
this.
Who it's by, you'll be going to download
just said that
where
now.
Radio 1's Hugh Stevens yeah, is broadcasting his show on Sunday from 1 p.m.
Thing is, her hearing's going. She didn't hear me just say all that. So that's why she just repeated it. Okay, are you ready to hear what Radio 1's Rock Nan is singing, Amelia?
Yes.
I'm only going to play this to you once, so you've got to listen real careful, like.
Okay.
And then you'll have 15 seconds to give me your answer.
Okay.
Listen up, here we go.
La, 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 I'll face myself to cross out what I've become. Erase myself and let go of la, la, la.
15 seconds.
It's, Linkin Park.
Quick.
What I've done.
15 seconds is up. You said, Linkin Park, what I've done. I can hear your breathing. You were just inside the 15 seconds there. Just inside. Linkin Park, what I've done is the correct answer! This is it. Congratulations!
Oh, thank you!
You are going to download this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Who are you going to take? You've got to choose now.
It's my best friend, John.
Okay. Oh, your boyfriend's off! Have an amazing time, Amelia.
Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. I really hope that Amelia's got a really understanding boyfriend. I really do. A lot of people were quite shocked that... Well, I did ask her to make that decision quite quickly, but she did choose her best mate, John. Anyway, John and Amelia, have a good time. Boyfriend, sorry.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. I just remembered, it was 2 years ago, but Una from the band actually still owes me for a portion of sweet and sour pork and rice when we went for a Chinese, and she didn't pay. You can reimburse me next time I see you.
Right, just you and Una? Or?
Hang on, yeah. That's impressive.
No, me, the rest of the Saturdays, and the Hoff, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. What a combo. Yeah. Who instigated that?
He left without paying, and then there was that awkward thing of, like, the Saturdays and me splitting the bill, going, well, I didn't have the Diet Coke. Well, you didn't.
Who to that?
I didn't have the cheesecake, so... the Hoff invited all of us, and then turned up late, and then left without paying.
And why didn't you invite us?
I don't even know how he knows the Saturdays. Because it was in America.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've changed. You used to be happy going to the pub with me and Chris. And
I am happy going to the pub. Changed. It was just I happened to be there. They happened to be there. I don't know how he knows them. It was all... Anyway, it's time for Dear Scott, the posh Radio 4 lady, reading out the stuff you've been saying this week.
Hi. I'm confident that my mail would surprise and excite you simultaneously.
Right, what is this?
Is this another one of your spams?
What? How does this get through?
The great news is that one of our good customers left a huge sum with our trust and investment company and then died in uncontrollable circumstances. For several years since death, no individual has come to ask about the said sum, and it is now obvious he did not leave anyone behind to claim it. He incidentally shared the last name with you. This is why I have decided to put you forward as his next of kin, so both of us as partners can equally benefit from this investment.
Blah, blah.
As a law-abiding citizen, it is my noble intention that every process towards our realisation of this goal shall be completely done legally in order not to break any laws.
Oh, that's all right then.
I shall provide you with proper details when I receive your favourable feedback. Gary Johnson.
How does this spam keep getting through? I like the way they word it, though.
Maybe he's off Air Hunters. Have you ever watched that?
No.
That's an amazing programme. It's like daytime TV and they go around trying to find the legitimate heirs of people who, like, they might come up to you and go, oh, you've got £2,000, which your great-great-great-great-uncle's cousin Fred left to you back in 1840.
Right.
But I think that's probably more legit than this.
I like it that he died in uncontrollable circumstances.
I don't think the BBC Air Hunters would be sending you this email.
Right. I think I might pass on that. It's, I mean, obviously tempting, but no. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Delish Chris, PR Actual 4L and TOTDS.
Hello.
It's late, and I can't sleep because of restless leg syndrome, which I've only recently learned is a real thing. Anyway, I'm listening to an old podcast. I'm quite the long-time listener and fan. And you started to guess the pant size of the callers. I really think you should play this game again because of the inherent dangers in offending people. And, well, who doesn't like offending people? Love the show, as always. Dan.
I don't remember that. We used to guess the pant size of callers.
You used to guess everything off the callers, didn't you?
I don't remember guessing bra size, but I don't remember going, oh, yeah, but what do they do?
Well, if you do the top bit of underwear, why not the bottom?
What sizes do underwear come in for girls?
Well, 6 to...
Oh, right.
24, I guess.
Same as dresses.
Sorry, is it different with girls? It's not just... It isn't just small, medium.
Oh, my God. No. You knew that.
I know it is for tops and things like that.
Oh,
right?
Okay, right.
But
most
not
girls,
pants.
I imagine, would be 8 to 18, but then you could probably go from, like, 6 all the way up to, like, 50 or something.
Well, that sounds crude that we used to get girls on and go, I reckon you're 14, love, in a pant. That's not right. I don't think we ever did that. Let me just check with the one that doesn't speak. He'll remember more than I will. See, same as me. He remembers the bra sizes.
I wonder why.
I don't think
maybe,
we ever did the pants.
Do you know what? Maybe you had a complaint, and then you said, OK, to be fair, we'll guess men's pant sizes.
I don't know.
Just did small to XL.
Anyway, I hope your restless leg syndrome gets better soon.
Chappers used to have that.
Did he?
Yeah, he used to forever wang on about his restless legs.
What, just goes, bruh, does it?
Well, yeah, I think it wakes you up in the night and that.
That sounds awful. How do you know? It woke Chappers up in the night. How do you know that?
Awkward.
OMG, you've gone really red. What? Did anything happen with you and Chappers? It did. No, of course it didn't.
But you're not sure now, are you?
Oh, God.
This is brilliant. It's amazing, the power of silence, because you really don't know.
No, it didn't. Stop it. I don't like this. Next.
Hi, Scott. I have now accumulated 320 SMPs. I'd like to redeem them for a weekend in Camber Sands. Cheers. James, off of Croydon.
Camber Sands offer is not on anymore, James. You have to make do with a spice rack when we get round to making them. And also, you haven't got enough. 320 won't get you nothing. Next.
Dear Scott, I am and have always been a huge fan of your show and laughed a lot along with you over the years. I have over 400 of your podcasts and watched your Uganda documentary. Inspiring. However, I have to be honest, my love for you has drifted onto Chris. He's funny in a non-excessive way, and I believe him to be virtuous, cause studying RS. Is he going to be a permanent figure on your show like Becky? Or are you going to dump him like trash, similar to your attitude towards Chappers? If you do, how can I remain in touch? I'm assuming he's as beautiful as he sounds. Lots of love and high fives. Ali, 17.
Okay. Could be a stalker, Chris.
Virtuous.
No. You, virtuous.
What does that actually mean?
Yeah,
I don't think I associate it with Chris. I'm going to... Morally excellent.
Yeah.
No, really not.
Because I did RS at school.
Yeah, so?
Is that a plus point with people? Is that...
It's with this girl.
You're going to start using it in your pulling technique.
I think you'll find I did RS. Hi, ladies. okay, well, thanks for saying that you prefer Chris instead of me, but do remember it's still my name above them doors.
Are you gonna keep him or are you gonna dump him in the trash?
I didn't dump Chappers in the trash, he decided
to
leave.
You just locked him in the toilet.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris and the PR4L. Now, I was listening to your Head of Washing podcast. Later that week, my dad had decided we were going camping. After my first night camping, and like the guys on the podcast, something was moving in my boxers.
Oh.
It couldn't be the tag, as the movement was at the front. Unless, of course, I'd put on my pants the wrong way round. Oh, I was quite scared. But think how wrong it would have looked to other people. I was stripping in the middle of the field, because whatever it was now nipping me.
Okay.
My boxers went off, and in there was a beetle and its nest.
Ah!
It must have been made in the night. Lots of baby beetles, as well as a huge mama beetle. I ran back to the tent after that. That chapter of my life is called Beetles in My Boxers. Love the show. You rock my world. Isaac Vernon, age 10.
Thanks for that, Isaac. That's actually quite a good title for an album. Beetles
in
My
Boxers.
Quite like it. Or a band.
P.S. My mum suffered a similar incident called Beetles in My Bra.
Right, this is obviously something that's running in the family. Beatles are obviously really just attracted to you. That's really strange. So that is some of the randomness from our listeners this week. You get the idea. If you want to send one in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We just zip round loads of subjects on Dear Scott, so it can be about anything at all. Anything that's happened in your life, anything you want to tell me about, anything you want to ask the show, get in touch. Put Dear Scott in the subject and send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
I'd like to say hello to all the students I met on their last night of uni at Southampton Uni Grad Ball last night. It was a huge thing. It was in the dock, so they just like hide out this hangar, like 3,000 people. It was a really good night. Even though my favourite thing at the moment when people ask for a picture is when the person takes the picture, but then the camera is on video instead of on camera. So we're all like posing. There's like me and a couple of girls, and it's like, yeah, cool, and here we go. Yeah, taking it. Oh, it's on video. So you've just got us like looking like absolute goons, posing for a picture for about 5-6 seconds, and it's just been on video the whole time. There are probably loads of students all over the UK with me just looking like an idiot, posing for a picture, but we're on video.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1. I just want to say happy birthday to my mate Dino, who's 23 today, and he was the one, do you remember, Becky, that can name all of Britney Spears' perfumes? And that's quite a task, isn't it? But you can. So you've got Believe, then you've got Fantasy, then you've got Hidden Fantasy, then you've got Curious, and then you've got Curious Heart. Just rolls off like that.
I like the way you know them as well now.
I look them up. Happy birthday, Dino. On the Scott Mills free download tomorrow, if you missed it earlier, Chris, my mate here, hi.
Hi.
On Tuesday, said that he wanted to become a real-life superhero. Today, that dream came true. He did become a real-life superhero, and our streets are now a safer place. He started his new life as the Sexy Mexican. Or Sex-Mex. Or the Sexican, if you like. If you'd like to see pictures of Chris in his real-life superhero costume, go onto my Facebook page, search Scott Mills and click on my big moon face. That's me, that one. Search Scott Mills on Facebook and you will see the picture of Chris in his sexy Mexican get-up. Lots of comments under the picture. You got some of them there, Becky?
Yes, Johnny says, that's not a Mexican, that's a Mexicant. Someone says he looks like that guy off the toilet roll advert. Or the kitchen roll advert.
Well, you're also a bit 118 at times.
It is that moustache, isn't it?
And Claire's been on saying she's so jealous she didn't get to see the Sexican. Can you go to Letchworth? Jim Branning from EastEnders lives nearby, as does Achill Ed Westwick.
Oh, wow.
Can you make it up to... It's near Stevenage.
How many likes has he had?
He said 340 at the moment.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes you hit it by mistake, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then you can't unlike.
You can't
then
unlike.
That's really embarrassing.
How's your first day as a superhero?
Enjoying it.
Yeah. A lot of people, I tell you, want to be your sidekick.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want one, but
Someone wants to be Naomi, wants to be Nacho Girl.
I kind of lined Becky up for that job.
Eh?
Yes. You'd be good. The Bexican.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The Sexy Mexican and the Bexican. You'd be great together. I'll tell you what you really need. You need an enemy. You need some kind of nemesis, don't you?
Yeah. Especially if this is going to be a film, we definitely do.
You need, like, the Joker to your Batman, the Lex Luthor to your Superman. That's what you need.
Yeah. Yeah, I just need to think of that one person that...
Well, let's not run before we can walk. Let's get the kind of antics of the superhero right first.
What about Matt Fincham?
I was just thinking Matt Fincham, actually.
you would be an incredible twosome.
Because he gets angry really quickly.
He's
got amazing hair.
Yeah.
What more do you need from a villain?
Right, let's see if he's available.
So to be not my sidekick, my nemesis, is that what you're saying?
The Lex Luthor to your Superman.
Yeah, you see, I like him, but... He is probably the best candidate to be my nemesis, isn't he?
Should we call him?
Yes.
Should we call your nemesis Matt Fincham? I like the idea that he's your arch enemy.
I'd be surprised if he's still here.
Hello?
You won't get away with it, you know.
With what?
I'll stop you in your evil plans.
Who's this?
I'm picking up your scent, Matt. I know your master plan.
Always my master plan.
You know.
I don't know.
You can run, but you can't hide. You might have everyone else fooled, but I'm on to you.
From what? From who?
The master plan.
What is that?
I am the sexy Mexican, and I'm here to thwart your evil ways.
Well, I'm not evil.
Wherever you turn, Matt, I'll be watching you.
Really?
I'm picking up your scent.
You keep going on about my scent.
I will find you.
Do you know what? I'm in a very important meeting at the moment, so can we chat about my plans later?
You haven't heard the last of the sexy Mexican.
Bye, bye, bye-bye.
Arriba.
Is he in the pub? I'm in a very important meeting.
Whatever.
Oh, okay. He doesn't sound that evil, does he? The Finchinator, whatever we're going to call him.
The Finchinator? That is gross.
That is,
sorry. As much as I love him, that's wrong.
No, that actually grossed myself out there. Ew. Okay, try again. Redial.
Yes. Hello. Here's some weird music. Hi.
I like it, like, you don't even need to speak anymore. That's just your calling card.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Just the music. I like that a lot. I don't know
don't
why that's funny.
Again.
Why not?
No!
Please let me.
What if he is in a meeting?
Do it again. Oh.
Hello?
Just the music. You could call him at all hours, like 3 o'clock in the morning. Just to warn you, warn him that, you know, he should be on the lookout for you.
Scott,
one
seriously?
More, please.
Yes.
Yes. He needs to know who's in town.
Okay, I'm beginning to lose my patience now.
God, stop playing this stupid music.
Oh, yes, I'm enjoying this very much indeed.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.